first reading is from Mark chapter 10, verses 1 through 12. When he returned to Capernaum after some days, it was reported that he was at home. So many gathered around that there was no longer room for them, not even in front of the door. And he was speaking the word to them. And some people came, bringing to him a paralyzed man, carried before them. And when they did not bring him to Jesus because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him.
Thank you.
picture of them right now. They tore the roof off. Yeah, it's the next statement that Mark makes that just blows my mind. It's one of my favorite statements in Scripture. It is one of the highest expectations for those who love God. It is one of the highest expectations for those who love God. When Jesus, it said, when Jesus saw their faith, at some time in our life, we come across people that we care about who are in desperate straits at difficult times, that have lost something or someone, and they've lost themselves. They may have lost the way. Can you think of a time like that for y'all? It's so like our Lord. And sometimes holding someone up is simply praying for someone who is sick or lost a loved one, lost a job, or whatever they're dealing with. Just praying for them with faith is stronger faith. It's believing. So I could cause trouble. And there were three or four of us, and we went to, this was innocent trouble, sorry. We went to our camp one time, and we pulled out all the tent posts while the people were sleeping. And we thought that was really funny. But I remember we got out before anyone saw. Sort of figure out who'd do a thing like that. So the three told us, and we waited to be thrown out. But no one came and did that. The next time they had a prayer meeting for the people who pulled the tent pegs out. Do you realize I have never pulled out giving, if you will, second chances. It was a good thing. It's even more fun to give them than to receive them sometimes. And when Jesus saw their failure, he said, yes! But what did you see the power of religion? Where the religion? So it's not hard to know that it's not positive. And but Jesus had a discernment, he had the Spirit of God, and he knew they were looking at them, looking at him, and they were saying, why is this man doing this? This is blasphemy. Only God can forgive sins. Now, just in the context of witness and helping or lifting somebody up, to begin where a person is. And the paralytic had gotten so down on himself. I really believe this is, we don't know this in Scripture, but I believe it was so down on himself that people being down on him, they probably figured he wasn't worth being healed. If Jesus was saying, and the Pharisees were so high on themselves, they were criticizing God. And they didn't realize that at first. But Jesus is really cool. He says, you're saying essentially, you're not blaspheming me because I said they can heal. And he says, which is harder? To heal the paralytic or forgive sins? And the Pharisees are thinking, you can't do either, but Jesus said, so that you may know that the Son of Man, the Son of God, has the power to forgive sins. He says it to the paralytic. He says it to the four people holding him up. He says it to the Pharisees, he says it to the crowd, that you might know that the Son of Man has the power to forgive sins. Take up your bed and walk. I was down south, and I was talking to a Southern Democrat, and the guys that used to say Republicans and sinners, and they always say Republican and sinners. Things that they wanted to get rid of, in this case, that was it. Separate themselves from the world. some people saw that they were the gatekeeper. And it was their job to keep people out of church that didn't belong. Really? And Jesus was seeking for people to come and get out. He wasn't seeking to keep people out, he was seeking for people to come in. Sin is anything that separates us from God. Sin is when we seek to separate people from God instead of bring them to God. Why is he doing this? Because it says it's not the healthy or the doctor, but the sick. I'm not going to call the righteous, but the sinners. I've heard this poem to you probably at least twice before. It's my favorite Christian poem. It's by Sam Shoemaker, who was one of the founders of AA. He was also listed as one of the top preachers in the United States at the time. He was in Pittsburgh. And his poem was, "I'd rather be a doorkeeper. I'd stay near the door, I need to go too far in or stay too far out. The door is the most important door in the world. It is the door through which men walk and they find God. There's no use in my going away and trying and staying there. When so many are still outside. As much as I. You need to know where the door is. All that so many ever find is only a wall where the door ought to be. They creep along the wall like blind people with outstretched groping hands, feeling for a door, knowing that there must be a door, and can never find it, so I stay near the door. Somebody must watch for those who enter the door, but would like to run away. So for them too, I stay near the door. I admire the people who go in, but I wish they would not forget how it was before they got in. When you would be able to help people who have not even found the door, or the people who want to run away again from God. Can go in too deeply and stay too long and forget the people outside the door. And so you have to pick that custom place near enough to God to hear him and know he is there, but
Pharisees are upset that Jesus' people are not fasting. And Jesus tells them the story of the wedding feast. Now, without going into a great deal of detail, the rabbis at the time realized that the wedding feast was so important because it was celebrating the joy that God gave you in uniting a man and woman, the joy of being community and family. So most of the rabbinical regulations were put on hold until the wedding feast was over. I've never gone to a wedding that really went a long time. I mean, the Middle East, you could have feasts that last for a week or two. And the joy was so important that Nehemiah, when he rebuilt the temple, he was saying, stop being so glum. Food and sweet drinks and send some to those who have nothing prepared. The day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. You know, over the years, as people have turned to God from different backgrounds, one of the barriers to them is they think that we don't have any time. The joy of the Lord is our strength, and it's beautiful. And when we cease to hold on to that joy, we become part of another way of separating. The day goes on to about the wineskins, and if you got new wine, you need new wineskins. And he's just saying that our structures, our organizations, our churches, synagogues in that time, need to reflect the transforming work of God and the joy of God on the outside as well as the inside. And it should be inviting. And then they go, and the Pharisees fall back to fault finding. They're talking about what the disciples did wrong, and then they finally said, and they ate on the Sabbath, and I could go into detail, but they were just looking for an excuse to criticize. I was so thankful that no one does that here. We don't look for an excuse to criticize anyone in our family or each other. You see, the Sabbath and the wineskins and all of this is part of drawing us to God. You know, it's funny, most of the people assume that the essence of the Sabbath is what we don't do. So to honor the Sabbath is not to work. And rest is certainly a part of it, but we're called to rest. Rest in God that our joy might be full. And Jesus goes to them, finally says, the Sabbath was made for people, not people for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath. Now, just to summarize all that we've heard, well, that's a lot of stories. What was at stake is essentially that which would separate us from God and God's people. And the story of the chapter begins with four people who have the faith to believe that the paralytic can be healed. Four people lifting up other people to God and finding a way, no matter how difficult, so that this paralytic would not be separated from God's healing. And the Pharisees who think of being separated